every Tuesday and Thursday, I host conversation clubs for Thinking in English listeners. We can get together, discuss topics in Thinking in English episodes, practice English, meet other learners, and help turn your passive listening into active English study. These conversation clubs take place at 12 p.m., 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. UK time on Tuesdays, and 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. UK time on Thursdays. This is the perfect place to come and practice English. Practice talking about the topics you are listening to in my episodes. And the best part is I keep it as cheap as possible. It costs £10 a month. £10 a month. That means if you can join every single conversation club, you can attend 20 conversation clubs a month for £10. There are also a whole range of other events we host, including film clubs and question and answer sessions, bonus episodes, chat rooms, and so much more. £10 a month, click the link in the description, support Thinking in English, and most importantly, improve your English today. Every Tuesday and Thursday, I host conversation clubs for Thinking in English listeners. We can get together, discuss topics in Thinking in English episodes, practice English, meet other learners, and help turn your passive listening into active English study. These conversation clubs take place at 12 p.m., 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. UK time on Tuesdays, and 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. UK time on Thursdays. This is the perfect place to come and practice English. Practice talking about the topics you are listening to in my episodes. And the best part is I keep it as cheap as possible. It costs £10 a month. £10 a month. That means if you can join every single conversation club, you can attend 20 conversation clubs a month for £10. There are also a whole range of other events we host, including film clubs and question and answer sessions, bonus episodes, chat rooms, and so much more. £10 a month, click the link in the description, support Thinking in English, and most importantly, improve your English today. Gang. Gang. A group of people who associate closely for social reasons, criminal activities, or other common interests. For example, gang violence has been a significant problem for many years. Intervention. Intervention. The action or process of intervening in a situation, typically to alter or prevent an outcome. As in, the United Nations called for international intervention to stop the conflict in the region. Enslave. Enslave. To make someone a slave. For example, the conquering nation enslaved the indigenous population and forced them to work on plantations. Reparation. Reparation. The making of amends for a wrong one has done by paying money to or otherwise helping those who have been wronged. As in, the government offered financial reparations to the victims of the war. Instability. Instability. The state of being unstable, often characterized by unpredictable changes. For instance, political instability in the region has led to economic and social unrest. Overthrow. Overthrow. To remove from power, especially a government or ruler. As in, the rebels attempted to overthrow the dictator. Devastation. Devastation. Severe and widespread destruction or damage. For example, the hurricane caused widespread devastation, leaving many people homeless. In late February, the Caribbean country of Haiti was hit by a wave of violence. Gangs and armed gunmen attacked the airport, police stations, and prisons. It is now, a few months later, the country's prime minister has resigned and been replaced by a new transitional council. Yet, the violence shows no signs of ending. There are still daily battles between criminals, gang members, and government forces. The Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, has been cut off or isolated from the world since the violence began. The airports and ports are closed, roads controlled by armed gangs, and killings and kidnappings are a serious and constant risk. More than 50,000 people have had to flee their homes due to violence, with thousands dead or injured, and millions in abject poverty. The capital city of the country is now under the control of gangs, not politicians, dictators, the army or the police, but armed gangs. Unfortunately, this is not the first crisis in Haitian history. Since it became an independent country, Haiti has struggled with debt, dictatorships, foreign interventions, and violence. Today, I'd like to take a deeper look into Haiti's history to see how the country has become one of the least stable in the world. Haiti is an independent country in the Caribbean. It covers part of the island of Hispaniola, bordering the Dominican Republic. Its capital city is Port-au-Prince. It currently has a population of around 11 million people, and the main languages of Haiti are French and Haitian Creole. If you have been a long-term listener to the podcast, you may remember that I have actually covered some of the history of Haiti in a previous episode. Back in October, in the Halloween special episode, I talked about the history of zombies, which involved discussing Haiti's independence and the development of voodoo. I recommend listening to that episode if you haven't already. Before the European colonial powers arrived in the Americas, the island of Hispaniola was inhabited by groups of indigenous people. The main group were the Taino. The Taino lived in small villages, cultivated crops, hunted, fished, and gathered wild foods. In 1492, the European explorer Christopher Columbus landed on the island and gave it the name Hispaniola, meaning Little Spain. The encounter between the Taino and the Europeans had devastating consequences for the indigenous people. The Spanish colonizers brought European diseases like smallpox, measles, and influenza. The Taino had no natural immunity to any of these diseases, and the diseases decimated their population. Their population fell as thousands died due to diseases, violence, and forced labour by the Europeans. In the year 1697, France took over the western part of the island, which became Haiti. And Haiti was one of France's richest and most successful colonies. In Haiti, the French grew massive quantities of coffee and sugar, which was sent back to Europe and made the French authorities a lot of money. Developing the large plantations in their colony meant the French needed a lot of cheap labour. This led to the importation of enslaved Africans. The slaves endured harsh conditions and terrible treatment, but were the backbone of the economy. The European colonial settlers and plantation owners held all of the economic and political power in the colony. Enslaved Africans formed the majority of the population and had to deal with the harshest treatment, exploitation, and oppression. The brutal conditions of slavery and the injustice faced by slaves led to a number of different slave revolts, uprisings, and resistance movements. The most significant of these movements was the Haitian Revolution. The Haitian Revolution was one of the most important events in the history of the Caribbean and the Americas. It led to Haiti becoming the first independent majority black republic, and one of the most successful slave revolts ever. The revolution was motivated by a combination of factors, including the brutal treatment of slaves. At the same time, it was also influenced by the ideas of enlightenment coming out of France in the late 18th century, and also the French Revolution. Based off the combination of discontent among slaves and new ideas, a series of slave revolts began in the year 1791. Toussaint Louverture emerged as a leader at this time. He was charismatic and a strategic leader who organized and united different groups and organized the revolution. After years of struggle and warfare, Haiti declared its independence from France on January 1, 1804, becoming the first independent black republic and the second independent nation in the Western Hemisphere, after the United States. The Haitian Revolution was an incredibly significant event. It inspired enslaved people around the world. It challenged the idea of slavery, and it shocked European colonies. Haiti becoming an independent republic at the beginning of the 19th century offered an opportunity for them to decide their own future. They abolished slavery and set up their government. Unfortunately, they were not free from problems or foreign influence for very long. First, the United States, the only other independent country in the region, refused to recognize the independence of Haiti. Haiti had been founded through a slave revolt, and the US was a slave-owning country and relied on a slave economy. They feared the influence of Haiti on their own population. And no European country would recognize or deal with Haiti either, for the same reasons as the United States. Throughout the 19th century, Haiti tried to conquer Santo Domingo, a former Spanish colony, today known as the Dominican Republic. Between 1821 and 1844, Haitian forces invaded and ruled over their neighbors, and again later in the century, they tried to conquer the Dominican Republic again. And Haiti had to deal with the issues of a former slave economy and society becoming independent. Haiti's plantations, for example, were once incredibly valuable, but without the French Empire, it became hard to trade and sell produce. Distributing land was a challenge, and the society was divided between different groups of former slaves, as well as mixed-race Haitians. However, perhaps the biggest challenge to Haiti was France. In 1825, the French returned to Haiti. They didn't colonize the nation this time. Instead, they sent their military with a demand. The French wanted Haiti to pay them reparations, a payment to make amends for doing something wrong. That's right, France forced Haiti to pay France money. Apparently, the amount would be worth about $20 billion today, which was a lot of money for a poor country. France wanted Haiti to pay as they lost property in the revolution. That property being land, plantations, and most disturbingly, thousands of slaves. Haiti didn't have the money to pay France, so they needed to borrow it. If you remember, no countries really recognized Haiti, so who would lend them money? Well, one country offered to. One country offered to recognize Haiti and lend them money. France. That's right, Haiti was forced to borrow money from France to pay France reparations. They had to then pay back that money with interest. Many Haitian activists and historians point to this debt to France as being one of the most destructive and damaging parts of the country's history. Haiti was paying the debt off for over 120 years. The debt got in the way of Haiti building a new society. In combination with the economic challenges of being an independent country with no allies and the changes in the society, the debt was a major challenge in the 19th century. The 20th century was not much better for Haiti. There was a lot of political instability through the country. In 1915, the Haitian president was overthrown after ordering the mass execution of political prisoners. The United States, worried about stability in the region, decided to invade. The US gave Haiti a new president, who importantly supported the US interests, and also a new constitution, which was aligned with what the US wanted in the region. In 1934, the US Army left Haiti, but they kept full financial control of the economy until the 1940s. In reality, since first invading Haiti, the US has not left the country alone. In 1956, the US supported François Duvalier, known as Papa Doc, after he seized control of the country. Papa Doc led one of the most brutal dictatorships, murdering all of his enemies and opposition, and he declared himself as the president for life. The US, however, cared only about communism. Papa Doc was anti-communist, so his brutality was overlooked, and the US gave him full support. Haiti was one of the poorest countries in the entire world, led by a brutal and corrupt dictatorship. In 1971, Papa Doc died, and his son, Jean-Claude, or Baby Doc, took over. Baby Doc was forced out of the country in 1986 and stole up to $800 million on his way out. In 1991, Haiti held successful elections, but the winner, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, was overthrown 12 months later. The US military returned in 1994 to restore democracy, and then again in 2004 after another rebellion. As you can see, Haiti's history has been a series of challenges, uprisings, and dictatorships that have stopped the country from developing a successful economy. Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and one of the poorest countries in the entire world. How did we get to a situation where the country is now being controlled by criminal gangs? Well, in January 2010, Haiti was hit by a massive earthquake. It struck the capital, Port-au-Prince, and caused widespread devastation. Estimates suggest up to 300,000 people died, with millions more injured or left homeless. Haiti struggled to recover from the earthquake. They didn't have the resources, infrastructure, or knowledge, and they relied on outside aid and assistance. A massive cholera outbreak, so a deadly water disease, swept through the country as well. 6 years later, Haiti was hit by a hurricane, which further devastated the country and killed hundreds of people. The natural disasters have left Haiti in a state of chaos. They have never had a truly functioning government or economy, and in the aftermath of disasters, gangs began to develop. These gangs were born out of the despair and destruction. They also had and still have relationships and connections to various political leaders and economic elites in the country. In 2021, the Haitian president, Jovenel Moïse, was assassinated. A group of mercenaries, so private soldiers, hired from Colombia, were flown into the country and killed the president in his house. This left a power vacuum, a political hole in Haiti. Until the recent crisis, the country had been led by Ariel Henry, an unelected and unpopular leader. he kept on delaying promised elections. Earlier this year, when he announced the election would be delayed for another year, the violence erupted. Armed groups in Port-au-Prince decided to take over the capital. These armed gangs have been formed over the years and claim to do community work and help neighbourhoods rebuild from disasters. In reality, they are violent organisations that have been used by politicians and claim some of the aid money intended to rebuild Haiti. In the middle of the current crisis is a group called G9, led by a former police officer known as Barbecue, who have claimed to attack public institutions and describe their attacks as armed revolution. Thousands of Haitians are caught in the middle of this crisis. People have died, thousands forced out of their home, and with no access to ports or airports, there is a risk that famine or poverty could increase. Prime Minister Henry has now resigned and been replaced by a new transitional government. The government was sworn in secretly under the threat of violence by gangs. However, this is part of the issue. Haiti has never been free of outside intervention. The United States, in particular, have sent their military into the country numerous times to make sure the leader they support is in power. Every time the US interferes in Haitian politics, they would support unpopular leaders and damage trust in politics and democracy. Now Haiti is in a terrible position. They have massive social and economic problems, have a damaged political culture, and are still struggling with the legacy of natural disasters. The future is uncertain. Eventually, Haitian people need to be allowed to choose for themselves the direction of their country. Yet, it is going to take many years for a functioning government and economy to be built in the Caribbean country. So here is today's final thought. This episode has tried to provide context to the crisis in Haiti. The country is currently in the middle of a gang-led uprising, with a new government being sworn in and violence across the nation. I've tried to explain how Haiti has never been free from crisis. It started as a colonial slave society. It was put under massive debt by the French as a young independent country. It has continually been invaded and controlled by the USA, who supported unpopular and brutal leaders over the years. And it has suffered from terrible natural disasters. Recent events are again another manifestation of instability and violence. The future of Haiti is uncertain, but eventually Haitian people will need to be allowed to make their own choices, whether they are good choices or bad choices, and to eventually start to live with the consequences for themselves without the influence or intervention of outsiders. Hopefully one day, Haiti, like many other former colonial societies, can rebuild and become successful. But what do you think? Has your country ever experienced instability, uprisings, violence, or war? Let me know by leaving a comment. You can comment on Spotify, you can comment on the Thinking in English blog, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you can also reach out on Patreon or Discord. They are the best places to contact me. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.